Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Notries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. You Can Heal Your Life is a transformative book by Louise L. Hay, an author whose own experiences of healing and growth infuse every page. First published in the late 1980s, this book has influenced millions of readers worldwide, spreading the message that your thoughts create your reality and that by changing your thinking, you can profoundly alter your life. Hay's central premise is that mental patterns and beliefs about oneself often manifest as physical diseases or life situations, and by altering these thought patterns, one can change their life for the better. The book offers practical exercises, affirmations, and insights designed to foster positive thinking and self-love, with the ultimate goal of healing not just the body, but the soul and life as well. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the power of thoughts and affirmations, and you can heal your life. Louise Hay posits that the foundation of healing and personal transformation lies in how individuals think about themselves and the world. She introduces the concept of affirmations, positive statements that, when repeated, can change one's mental outlook and manifest a new reality. Hay explains that negative thought patterns can lead to physical ailments and life dissatisfaction. By consciously shifting these thoughts to positive affirmations, individuals can start to see significant changes in their health, relationships, and overall well-being. The book provides a comprehensive list of ailments paired with affirmations designed to counteract and heal these conditions by transforming the mind. Secondly, the link between physical disease and mental patterns. One of the most intriguing aspects of You Can Heal Your Life is Hay's theory that physical diseases are often the manifestation of deep-seated mental and emotional patterns. She provides a detailed list of common ailments alongside their probable mental causes, suggesting that by addressing and modifying these root causes, one can heal their physical conditions. For example, Hay suggests that persistent headaches may stem from invalidating the self, whereas arthritis may reflect an inability to flow with life's changes. This section of the book not only offers a new perspective on health, but also empowers readers to take an active role in their healing process. Thirdly, loving yourself as the path to healing, Hay emphasizes that at the heart of healing is the practice of self-love and acceptance. She highlights that many people are held back by deep-seated beliefs of not being good enough, which translate into self-sabotaging behaviors and patterns. Through various exercises and affirmations, Hay guides the reader towards fostering a loving and nurturing relationship with themselves. She argues that it is only through accepting and loving oneself that true healing, both mental and physical, can occur. The book encourages readers to forgive themselves, celebrate their uniqueness, and embark on a journey of self-discovery and love. Fourthly, creating a new reality through visualization and affirmation, Hay introduces the concept of visualization as a tool for healing and creating a new reality. She teaches readers to use their imagination to visualize their desired outcomes, coupled with the power of affirmations to attract these changes into their lives. This section of the book delves into the law of attraction, where the energy of thoughts is believed to attract similar energy. By visualizing positive outcomes and affirming these visions with conviction, Hay believes that individuals can influence their surroundings and experiences, effectively manifesting a life aligned with their desires and aspirations. Lastly, overcoming resistance and embracing change, Hay asserts, is an inevitable part of the healing and growth process. However, it often comes with resistance from both within and outside of oneself. You Can Heal Your Life addresses the common fears and barriers that prevent people from embracing change, offering strategies for overcoming these obstacles. Hay discusses the importance of persistence in practicing affirmations and visualizations, even in the face of doubt and skepticism. She encourages readers to trust the process, stay open to change, and believe in their inherent worth and capability to transform their lives for the better. In conclusion, You Can Heal Your Life by Louise L. Hay is a powerful read for anyone on a journey of self-discovery and healing. It provides insightful perspectives on how thoughts and beliefs shape one's life and offers practical tools for transforming these patterns. This book is particularly beneficial for individuals struggling with physical ailments, life dissatisfaction, or those seeking a deeper understanding of the connection between mind and body. Hay's message of self-love, empowerment, and the possibility of change resonates across the years, making it a timeless resource for personal growth. By embracing the lessons within these pages, readers can embark on a transformative journey towards a healthier, happier, and more fulfilling life. If you would like to support Louise L. Hay, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.